is I want you to relate this text to an impossible situation in your life. So imagine that the Lord has taken you and he sat you right down in the middle of that situation. Now, you've looked at it, you've been through it, you've walked around it, you've gone in between it. Everything is out in the open because it's out in the open valley. And you have assessed the situation and you said it's dry, it's dead.
I'm Alice Newsom, and you're listening to the Repurpose and Publish podcast. I've heard it said that graveyard is the most valuable piece of real estate on the planet because it's filled with unrealized dreams, ideas, and visions. This podcast is about denying the grave consumption of the great content locked up in my computer and taking the bold step to share my thoughts and creativity with you. And now, here's more repurposed content from my computer.
And this time I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, we want something that's real. We want to deal with some real life issues, some real life situations to show that you have real answers, that you are a real God. You're not just some figment of someone's imagination, but you're actually real. You actually care and you actually have answers. So, death, that's a real life situation. Marriage problems. A real life situation. Gravity not working, not being able to let go, things not changing. A real life situation. So we brings us to the word that the Lord has given me today. Trusting God, believing his word, accepting his son, that's the whole of Christianity. That's what it's all about. God wrote the book. It says in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He's actually telling us how big, how awesome, how powerful he is. He tells us that the earth was void and empty, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. So hence, God is saying to all of humanity, let me introduce myself. I am Elohim, the strong creator. I'm the source of everything. Now that you know who we're dealing with, if you have your Bibles, turn to Ezekiel 37. Today we've been talking about trusting God, about knowing him, and believing in God. And my assignment is talking about believing in God. I asked the Lord for a message again dealing with real life situations, and this is what he gave me. He's answered the prayer. You've already experienced some of it. Now here's the conclusion to what he has given us, the drama ministry today. Now the first two verses I'm going to read from the New King James Version. It says, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out of the spirit. And he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord, and he set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. Now what I want you to do is I want you to relate this text to an impossible situation in your life. So imagine that the Lord has taken you and he sat you right down in the middle of that situation. Now, you've looked at it, you've been through it, you've walked around it, you've gone in between it. Everything is out in the open because it's out in the open valley. And you have assessed the situation and you said it's dry, it's dead. It seems hopeless. Verse 3, he asked, son of man, can these bones live? And I said, O sovereign Lord, you alone know. I want you to do something else. I want you to replace son of man with your own name. So now the Lord is speaking directly to you and I. And he says to me, Alice, can these bones live? And I say, Lord, you know. Then he said, prophesy to these bones and say to them, hear the word of the Lord. Now, bones are the skeletal system, and they support our bodies. They are our framework. They're our foundation. So the Lord is saying, prophesy to the very core of your impossible situation. He's saying, dry foundation, dead love, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you. Now, tendons are tough bands that connect muscle to bone. So through the tendon, God is saying, I will connect you, I will join you together, I will unify you, I will make you one. And then he says, and make flesh come upon you. Now, flesh is the soft tissue of the body. And I was saying, Lord, what does that mean? I said, I know there's a scripture that talks about turning your stone cold heart into a heart of flesh. And what does that mean? Is that what you're saying, Lord? And do you know my eyes went right over to the other page because it's found in Ezekiel 36. And this is what it says. He says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Here, the Lord is talking about making flesh, that soft tissue, pliable. He's talking about transformation. He's talking about change. And then he says, and cover you with skin. To cover is to put something over in order to hide or protect. Our skin is placed over our skeletal structure, over our internal organs, over our muscles and our tendons as protective layers to guard against injury. It's symbolic of Psalms 91, which says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. He goes on in verse 4 and he says, he will cover you with feathers, and under his wing you will find refuge, which is your shelter and your protection. All right. He says, I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. He's saying, I will give you new life, new direction, new opportunity. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Now, we're going to put all of that together, and we're going to put it in my modern-day vernacular. And here is what it says. The Lord says to us to prophesy to our seemingly impossible situations and say, dry foundation, dead love, hear the word of the Lord. I will restore your dry and lifeless situations. I will connect you. I will join you together. I will unify you. I will make you one. I will bring about change. And while I am transforming you, I will cover you. I'll protect you. I will hide you. I will give you new life, new direction, and new opportunity. Then you will know that I am Lord. Verse 7 says, so I prophesied. That shows obedience. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and the tendons, which represents unity, and the flesh, which represents change, they appeared on them, and skin covered them, which represents God's protection. But there was no breath in them. They were together. They looked whole and complete, but they were dead. There are a lot of times our situations look like everything is fine. People on the outside looking in said everything is well. But inside, it's dead. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. This means to speak the word of the Lord to your dry, dead, lifeless situation. Prophesy, son of man. Prophesy, put your name there. And say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain that they may live. So I prophesied. Again, I was obedient. And breath entered them, and they came to life and stood upon their feet, a vast army. Then he said, son of man, or Alice, this is the whole house of Israel, or this is your house. This is your lifeless situation. We say our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Oh, my people. Do you see how he addressed us? Even though we're in this lifeless, dead situation, he still calls us his people. And he says, oh, my people. Can you imagine the compassion that God still has for us? Even though gravity isn't working, he's saying, oh, my people, you still belong to me. You're looking at the love of God even in your own situation. He says, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I'm going to resurrect your dead situations. I will make alive and anew. You will stand up again. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. I will reverse your situation. I will restore you. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and bring you from them, I will put my spirit in you and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord. Now I'm going to sum it up one more time in my own way. The Lord says to prophesy to our seemingly impossible situations. Again, you speak to that dry foundation and you say, hear the word of the Lord. I will restore you. I will restore your dry and lifeless situations. I will connect you. I will join you together. I will unify you and make you one. I will bring about change. And while I am transforming you, I will cover you. I will protect you. I will hide you. I will give you new life, new direction, and new opportunity. Then you will know that I am God. And then he goes on and say, even in your dry situations, you are mine. I haven't neglected you. I haven't gone anywhere. You may not have felt me there, but I've always been there for you. You are mine. You are called by my name. I will resurrect your dead situations and make you alive and anew, and you will stand again. I will reverse your situations. I will restore you. I will put my spirit in you, and you will live, and I will establish your house. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken. I have done it, declares the Lord.
Amen. Hello, I'm Galene, your host from Let's Meet the Author. I want to go ahead and boast about one of my authors who premiered in the first season, Alice Newsom. I have read her book over and over, and I cannot put it down. I have recommended it to my sisters, I recommend it to my mom, to my aunties, and even the male members in my family. Finally, there's a book that talks about the women of the Bible. All right, and also it gives juicy details about the lives of Jesus' ancestors. The book is called The Sordid Lives of Jesus' Ancestors. Every family has skeletons in their closet. Jesus' family does too. You've got to get your own copy. Go to alicenewsom.com and go ahead and read it and find out all the secrets of Jesus' ancestors. alicenewsom.com. Get your copy today. You will not regret it.
I've been busy. I've recorded an audiobook too. Now, the audiobook is a convenient way to hear the stories of the women in Jesus's family tree as you go about your day. I'm the narrator, and it comes with a special audiobook companion document. Get your audiobook now. If you are anything like I am, then you have a stored collection of stories and lessons. I encourage you to get that content out of your mind, out of your device, out of your journal, and share it with the world. Enrich someone's life because they are waiting for you. That's a wrap. Another podcast is in the books. It's published. And I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, make sure to share it and subscribe to get each episode as it becomes available. And please leave a review. Visit my website, alicenewsom.com. Remember to repurpose and publish. Thanks for listening.